And I think the doctor, see, my doctor that I used to go to, who I trusted, was my doctor and my son's doctor, right?
Right.
And then I quit going to him because he was trying to control me and Mark too much.
Yeah.
It became an issue where he was at our house all the time, and it's scaring me.
The doctor?
Yeah.
He would come to your house?
Yes, and he would take his places, you know, on vacations and stuff to expose the drugs, or not expose the drugs, but talk about Mark's miracle of living.
Oh, living through the shooting.
Yeah, related to the shooting, but what scared me is it got deeper and deeper and deeper. It got, like, insane. It got to the point where, my God, I don't know if this man's nuts or what. He was showing us chips that they put in people. He's shown us that he's the government doctor for all the insurance.
So this
insurance,
government
things for evaluations on when people get injured.
So this government doctor is coming into your house a lot.
A lot, like two or three times a week, and then we go to church with him, and then we go to his house, and it was freaky.
Do you know this guy?
My daughter babysit one time there, and it just blew my mind. I didn't know this was going on, but she watched the kids while me and Dr. Deagle and his wife flew out of town to do a seminar in California. And he says, no problem, there's money in that top drawer. And he had this great big long drawer in front. And my daughter said there was at least $200,000 in cash sitting in the drawer.
$200,000?
Yeah.
She looked at it.
She couldn't believe it. Stacks and stacks of $100 bills.
And he told her she could have some?
Yeah, go and take care of the kids. There's plenty of money to feed them or whatever. Just take it what you need out of the drawer.
Did she take any?
Well, just to feed them. I mean, she was honest. She didn't rip him off.
And he would keep that much cash in there.
Yes, can you believe that?
This is Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yes.
Is he still over there?
No, he left town. I don't know where he went, but in the paper it said they were looking for him.
Oh.
Who knows? They might have knocked him off. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
All I know is my dentist. I used to go to a dentist that I'd known for years, and my dentist said stay the hell away from him.
Your dentist warned you about this Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, kid, stay away from him. He said you might have to pray for him. And he is a brother in the Lord, but he says highly dangerous. Stay away from him.
But
he
never gave you reasons why.
No, he would not.
He just warned you.
He warned me twice a week, three times a week. He'd call and see if he was away from us.
Your dentist would call you?
Yes, sir.
To warn you about the doctor?
Yeah.
I have never heard of that one before.
He told me to stay away from him. And then also, I ran across a ministry lady that had a book called, let me think what it's called. Her husband's a music artist, and they're Carroll family. Last name's Carroll's. And he actually is a professional singer and had a ministry. And then I forgot, she wrote a book about her daughter that survived or something. But anyway, she was friends with them. Then she got my number, and then she started having problems with Deagle. And then she said she needs to stay away from him. He's dangerous.
Oh.
Because he did mind control of her son, and it cost him $20,000 to get him unhooked from it.
And so he's the one trying to get everybody on drugs and scare people to death with...
Use the mind control on him. And she never went into depth with it. She said, stay the hell away from him. And so, anyway, she gave me Ted Haggard, which I go to church down here, his number. And he said he's a bad character. Stay away from him.
Oh, the people of the church also?
Even the pastor of the church.
So this guy had a reputation all over the place.
Hell of one. A hell of one.
And of course, the police never investigate, do they?
No. And here's another thing. I'm really concerned about whether he put a chip in my son. Sometimes he's talking to somebody. It's like there's some kind of a voice coming inside of him. Now, I know God does that, but could it be a chip also?
Well, see, these chips, they're not really... They're not much of a chip yet. They don't have that kind of technology yet. So
I've seen the chips. He showed them to me.
Yeah, but there's only so much they can do, and maybe part of what they're doing is just trying to scare you. Scare your son and scare you.
Oh, maybe that's what Deagle was doing.
You see, because right now these chips, there's only a limited amount that they can do to them, you know, because they need power, and their size is so small. But you see, what it's useful for is to scare people, and then to scare them and tell them the government's after them, or they better take these drugs, or, you know what I mean? It's a way to manipulate.
Yeah.